Chapter 8, An Example of Brotherly Kindness.
When our brethren in Scandinavia faced a financial crisis, the testimony was given that we must not permit our brethren to stand as bankrupt before the world. That would have been dishonoring to God. And the prompt and liberal action of our American brethren was an acknowledgement that the difference in nationality could not release them from their duty to assist one another in the work of God. All ye are brethren, Matthew 28:8. We are one in the unity of the truth. We must now, by diligent, self-sacrificing effort, endeavor to walk in the love of Christ, in the unity of the Spirit, through sanctification of the truth. No halfway work will suffice to fulfill the representation given in the prayer of Christ. We are to practice the principles of heaven here below. In heaven, there is one grand meeting place. I must write plainly regarding the building up of partition walls in the work of God. Such an action has been revealed to me as a fallacy of human invention. It is not the Lord's plan for His people to separate themselves into separate companies because of differences in nationality and language. Did they do this, their ideas would become narrow, and their influence would be greatly lessened. God calls for a harmonious blending of a variety of talents. I again repeat the words of Christ. I would impress them deeply upon your minds. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that thou may be one even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Christ has hedged in his people from the world, but those who would build up national separation would do a work for which the Lord Jesus Christ has given no encouragement. Brethren, unify. Draw close together, laying aside every human invention and following closely in the footsteps of Jesus, your great example.